Well, it's day two of Donald Trump's UK visit. So to fill us in on what's happened overnight and what's scheduled today, including a protest that will be attended by Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn, we cross live now to Ollie Barrett. Hi, Ollie.
Morning.
How are you doing?
I'm very well, thanks. I'm at the protests in central London in Trafalgar Square, so you can probably hear some of the noise in the background. There's a helicopter flying up above as well, so a pretty noisy scene here. I would say hundreds of protesters here at the moment in Trafalgar Square, and they plan to march down Whitehall, past Downing Street, and to Parliament Square later on, where, as you were saying, Jeremy Corbyn, the leader of the opposition Labour Party, is due to address the crowds a little bit later.
Not thousands, as we thought.
Well, I would say hundreds at this point, perhaps a thousand. But organisers are very clear that they think these numbers are going to grow throughout the day. The protests really just getting started now. And organisers have been saying to us that they hope that more people will come and join, around their London lunch break. So over the next couple of hours. So these numbers could well into the significant thousands, but a slowish start this morning. There was at one point where there were more police officers and members of the media than there were protesters, but those numbers are growing.
Is that blimp up?
The blimp is up in Parliament Square, yeah, which is down Whitehall from where I am now. So there are two ends of this protest at this point, and people are joining all the time here in this part of the protest. We have a robot figure of Donald Trump, who is sitting on a lavatory, and there are signs saying "Dump Trump" next to him. He's tweeting away as he sits on that lavatory. We also have here a Donald Trump lookalike, who's a very realistic lookalike, who's been walking around giving the thumbs up to people.
Well, it's all been very proper in the royal family as far as the state dinner went, and they don't seem too concerned with him being there.
Yeah, I mean, I think the state banquet went off really without a hitch. Some concerns there would have been in the royal household that the president could have gone off script during his speech and said something untoward or undiplomatic, but that did not happen. He spoke pretty briefly, actually, probably more briefly than we expected, and praised the ties between the UK and the United States, praised the Queen as well. She spoke too about Anglo-American ties and the strong business links between the two nations. It all went pretty smoothly in the end, and certainly, the royals are good at this kind of thing in the sense that they are well used to entertaining dignitaries from all around the world, and some of them very controversial, and trying to get things to go off without a hitch. And that is, I think, what happened. I think the royal household, the government as well, and the American team who are in town will have been pretty pleased with how the state banquet went.
Yeah, Ollie, not all presidents get to meet the royal family or get invited, do they?
That's right. He's only the third to get this full state visit. It's really a modern phenomenon, but certainly it is something that the current Prime Minister, Theresa May, knew that she could offer to Donald Trump and that he would appreciate. He is known to have a fascination, really, with British royal family. And so Theresa May was very quick to extend the invitation of a state visit once Donald Trump got into office. But as you say, it's not a given. It's not a guarantee that as American president, you get a state visit. And that is why there is some anger in certain quarters here in the UK that this president is getting one.
And he's speaking with Theresa May probably around about now your time, isn't he?
That's right. They've been having a meeting with business leaders, a sort of round table affair. They're also having some smaller talks in Downing Street as well. They're not having a sort of formal one-to-one, which you might normally expect between the British Prime Minister and an American leader here for a state visit. That may be partly to do with the fact that Theresa May, of course, doesn't have long left in office. She's resigning as leader of the Conservative Party, and then will shortly be replaced as Prime Minister too. So Donald Trump will be well aware that the talks he's having here in London today are with a leader who won't be around for much longer.
And what's his agenda for the rest of the day?
So they have a working lunch as well, Mrs. May and Mr. Trump. He will be turning later on to the American ambassador's residence, where there is a dinner being hosted tonight, London time, at which some members of the royal family will attend. So that is going to be the sort of centerpiece evening event here. One thing we're watching out for very closely is whether whether people we don't know about having been invited turn up to that dinner. Will we see someone like Nigel Farage, the leader of the Brexit Party, invited and turning up, or will he have a one-on-one with President Trump this afternoon? Boris Johnson, the former Foreign Secretary who's running to be leader of the Conservative Party, who's been praised by Donald Trump in recent days, will he appear at any time for a one-on-one with the US President? We also, in the middle of the afternoon, have a press conference with Theresa May and Donald Trump. And I suspect that if we're going to see fireworks on this trip, that may be where we see them. He will be questioned by British and American journalists. He will certainly be questioned about Brexit. He will certainly be questioned about the Conservative Party leadership contest. Normal diplomatic protocol would have it that an American president would not intervene in British politics in that way by picking a favorite or saying that he likes or approves of any of the candidates. But Donald Trump is not any normal president, and I suspect he may make his feelings clear.
And the Labour leader, Jeremy Corbyn, I believe he's going to be at that protest later today. What do you think he's likely to say? Because the Labour called Donald Trump a sexual predator and racist.
Yeah, I suspect we may hear him talk in pretty strong terms about his belief that Donald Trump should not be here on a state visit. He's criticised Donald Trump before over his alleged misogyny about his policies when it comes to migration. He's been very critical of the American president, and so I suspect we'll hear some of those concerns raised by Jeremy Corbyn when he addresses the crowds later. The crowds will lap that message up, by the way, because you know the people who are here on this protest have a significant amount of anger. They're all holding placards up saying that Donald Trump shouldn't be here. They accuse him of misogyny in many of these posters that they're holding high. They say that he's racist. They say that he's not welcome in the United Kingdom. There are some very rude messages on some of these placards that I certainly can't read out to you on the radio.
Do you think that's the Labour contingent?
Yeah, I think it's a mixed contingent here. Certainly, you have to feed into the fact at this London protest, and there are other protests taking place at other British cities, that of course Donald Trump has also involved himself in a row with the Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan. He's been very rude about Mr. Khan, and Mr. Khan has been pretty rude back as well. So that's an element to all of this. There are London voters who side with several of the main parties who will be out on this protest today, but certainly many in the Labour Party are cheered by the fact that their leader, Jeremy Corbyn, is taking a strong stance. Some political analysts have said that it might be unwise of Jeremy Corbyn, given that he was criticised back a couple of years ago for attending a state dinner with the Chinese leader, Xi Jinping. Many people have been pointing out that the Chinese don't have an unblemished record when it comes to things like human rights, and Jeremy Corbyn was happy to go to that state dinner but won't attend one with the leader of the free world.
That's the political mood. Ollie, what about the public? How are they taking the visit?
Well, there's certainly a mixture of emotions. The protest that I'm in the middle of now, there's a party atmosphere to it, in a sense. There's that anger, but there's also a carnival feel as well. What we haven't seen is huge crowds taking to the streets to see Donald Trump. You know, when you have a figure like Barack Obama in town, for example, we even saw bigger crowds with George W. Bush when he visited the UK. But we haven't seen those crowds turning out to sort of welcome the American president. There were really only a few dozen people outside Buckingham Palace yesterday to try and get a glimpse of President Trump. So it's been a bit muted in that regard. And then, of course, Londoners are pretty grumpy about the fact that the transport implications, the roads that are being closed so that the huge convoys can move around, the helicopters up in the sky. There's been some grumbling from some Londoners about that. But there are others who say, look, this is the leader of our closest ally. We should be welcoming the US president, whether we approve of all his policies or not.
Ollie, thanks very much. I'll let you get back to the protest. How long are you staying around in Trafalgar Square?
We'll be moving around today, depending on how things unfold. But we'll be here for a little while yet, and then may follow the protesters as these this group move down towards Whitehall.
Thanks, Ollie.
You're very welcome.
That's our London correspondent, Ollie Barrett, live from Trafalgar Square in London.